CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 15th of February 2026. Here are the main news headlines. Support the RSGB contest committees. Learn your freedoms and restrictions in relation to repeaters, gateways and packet radio in Marches tonight at 8. Check your club's details are up to date on the Club Finder. The RSGB Contest Support Committee, HF Contest Committee and VHF Contest Committee are looking for volunteers who can help organise, support and manage the Society's contesting activities. While applications from experienced contestants are welcome, the committees will also be pleased to hear from radio amateurs who are new to contesting. If you're interested in volunteering, please contact RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, in the first instance, via gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. In February 2024, Ofcom made significant changes to the amateur radio licensing conditions. But how has that affected your freedoms and restrictions in relation to repeaters, gateways and packet radio? In the next episode of Tonight at 8, two members of the RSGB Emerging Technology Coordination Committee will answer this question for you. Join Steve Morton, F4VTF, and John McCulloch, GI4BWM, live on Monday the 2nd of March via the RSGB's YouTube channel or via its special BATC channel. If you have a question on this topic, ensure you watch the webinar live and submit your question via the live chat feature. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/webinars. If you're a member of an RSGB-affiliated club or society, the RSGB is encouraging you to check that your organisation's details are up to date on Club Finder. The RSGB's Club Finder allows people to search for local amateur radio groups. Those groups would want to join. These people could want to join your club. Find out more about amateur radio before taking their foundation license exam, or could perhaps but need support for British Science Week activities. Updating your listing is easy. Just log into the club's membership services account and go to UK Club Finder. The form includes a section called Meeting Details, where you can add helpful information about disabled access, as well as details about both physical and online meetings. The Society will update Club Finder with any new data between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. every Friday afternoon. If you wish your latest information to appear before the weekend, please ensure you update your details before 3 p.m. on Fridays. If you have any questions about the process, please contact membership at rsgb.org.uk. Among the many informative and engaging displays at the RSGB National Radio Centre, you'll find information highlighting the contribution to the war effort made by voluntary interceptors who were RSGB members during World War II. It is this topic that Josephine Saunders explores in her compelling article, Listening for Victory, published in Britain magazine. The four-page feature looks at the role that radio amateurs played in the war and how RSGB volunteers now help to bring this history to life at the RSGB National Radio Centre. She also looks at some of the wide-ranging activities on offer at the NRC, such as the Find the Spy Transmitter event held last year. Subscribers to the magazine can read the feature on page 63. It can also be read by going to tinyurl.com/National Radio Centre. Participation from radio amateurs in this year's British Science Week is already looking to exceed last year. A number of clubs and groups are looking to set up SCEDs, ranging from South Derbyshire and Ashby Wolds Amateur Radio Group to Crowthorne and Wokingham without NMI Men's Shed, SCED is prepared, pre-arranged radio contact with another radio operator at a scheduled time and on a particular frequency. Find out more about these opportunities by going to rsgb.org/BSW and selecting Events Happening Near You from the right-hand menu. For those unable to attend the memorial service for Dr. Julian Granaway, G3YGF, tomorrow, Monday the 16th of February, the service can be viewed online at watch.obitus, that's obitus.com. The login details are available via the RSGB Silent Key webpage. Finally, a date for your diary, the 14th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, will be held on Saturday the 31st of October, this year at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island 5 in Scotland. There'll be an optional dinner in the evening at a local hotel. Further updates are provided on the GMRT website at gmroundtable.org.uk. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcasts take place. Now, for details of rallies and events, today the 15th of February, Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society's Radioactive Fair is taking place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Cheshire, CW55DG, doors open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event features a bring and buy sale, RSGB book stall and raffle. Catering, parking and disabled facilities are available on site. More information, visit radioactivefair.co.uk. On Sunday the 1st of March, the Exeter Radio Rally takes place at the Ken Centre, EX67UE. The rally will include a bring-and-buy area, disabled facilities, catering and free car parking. £3 to get in. Traders can gain access from 8 a.m. doors open to the public at 10. More information, email Bill, G7AKJ, via BillWrench213@btinternet.com. Special event news, Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society will be using special call sign GB100MKG, which with Milton Keynes Girl Guiding during Thinking Day on the air weekend. The station will be on the air from 11 a.m. on Saturday the 21st of Feb and throughout the day. Operators will be running primarily on the 40, 17 and 15 metre bands as well as via the QO100 satellite. Using SSB, FT4 and FT8, contacts will also be possible. Special event station TM23AAW is on the air until the 2nd of March, celebrating the 23rd Antarctic Activity Week. Look for activity on the 40 to 10 metre bands QSL via F8 DVD or the Bureau. For more information, visit qrz.com. Now, DX News, Beirut S53BV is active as S9BV from Sao Tome AF023 until Friday the 20th of February. He's operating using CW and SSB on 60, 40, 30 and 15 metre bands, QSL via OQRS only. Walt W0CP and Mary K0ZV are active as V31DJ and V31DK from Placentia in Belize until the 27th of February. They're using CW, FT4, FT8 and SSB. Look for activity on the 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL via OQRS, Logbook of the World or directly. Now for contest news, the CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest started at 0000 UTC Saturday the 14th, ends 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 15th of February. RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, exchanges signal report and serial number. The PACC contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 14th, runs until 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 15th. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, PA stations also send their province reference. Tuesday the 17th of Feb, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 19th of February, the RSGB 70 Megs UK Activity Contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest starts at 0000 UTC. Saturday the 21st runs until 2359 UTC. Sunday the 22nd of Feb, using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. American stations also send their state, Canadian stations their province. The REF contest starts on 0600 at 0600 UTC. Saturday the 21st of Feb runs until 1800 UTC, Sunday the 22nd. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Sunday the 22nd of February, UK Microwave Group EHF band contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC, using all modes on the 76 to 241 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO, they write, "It has been a good time for HFDX. Settled geomagnetic conditions and a fairly high solar flux index has meant the ionosphere has had a time to shine. With the KP index not exceeding 4.33 and generally being in the 1s and 2s, coupled with the solar flux index in the 160s, this has meant that the upper HF bands have been humming. This despite many relatively minor C and M class solar flares. DX heard or worked this year week includes stations in Vietnam, India, Australia and New Zealand on the 10 meter band, even with modest equipment. DX being chased includes the KP5/NP3VI De Saccio Island DX expedition near Puerto Rico. This has been difficult, often because they're running low power on their remotely controlled rigs, but UK stations have got through on all bands from 40 to 10 metres due to deteriorating sea conditions if they have delayed equipment recovery until the 3rd of March, so you still have some time to work them. The next big DX expedition to look for is 3Y0K from Bouvet Island. Due to technical problems with the ship, the operation has been delayed and will now start around the 26th of Feb. With the path to Bouvet being almost due south from the UK, propagation predictions suggest that the path should be open from about 0730 UTC to 1830 UTC, up to 10 metres, with 21 megs being open from around 0800 to 1000 UTC and again 1600 to 1800 UTC. Outside these times, look for a path on the 20 or even 30 or 40 metre band in the evenings and night. FT8 will be the most favourable mode, but CW and SSB are possible. However, remember that they will be using split frequency operation. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will increase to be in the 160s to 180s range. Geomagnetic conditions may start the week settled, with a predicted KP index of 2, but we may expect more unsettled conditions as the week progresses, with a predicted KP index of 4 from the 16th to the 21st of February. So get your DX, your HFDXing in early that week, next week. And now the VHF and up propagation. The weather is often described as blocked when we see long-lasting high pressure which hangs around for weeks at a time and is a gift for tropo on VHF. However, right next door to a blocked high, you'll probably find a low-pressure region which is also blocked for the same reason. Currently, we're in the middle of a prolonged period of blocked low pressure, hence the rain and absence of tropo. The position of the low varies a bit, of course, so sometimes we will have milder southerly winds with rain, at other times colder northerlies with snow. We have the full variety in the coming week, and so that means no tropo for VHF, but plenty of rain scatter for the gigahertz folk. The meteor scatter position hasn't changed since last week's news, so we're once again confined to random activity, and for this early morning hours are best usually. Aurora alerts continue to trickle through as we approach the spring equinox. The chances of auroras improve, but there's little by There's little way to go yet. Lastly, thoughts on sporadic E remain dormant since we are some way short of the typical early season openings in April and May. As usual, consider checking the propquest.co.uk graphs occasionally, which have shown minor peaks for the FOEs, or critical frequency of the E's layer, in the evenings on Sundays. The moon reached perigee, its closest point to Earth, on Tuesday the 10th of February. The moon is moving towards apogee on Sunday the 22nd of Feb, meaning path loss will gradually increase throughout the week as the moon's distance grows. Cosmic background noise is relatively low during the period, which helps maintain a better signal-to-noise ratio. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me until next week also.